You know, I would say what's happening, but I'm a little pissed off today. Beyond pissed.
What's good, everybody?
What's up, folks? You tuned in to the Big and Bright podcast.
It's your boy, Big.
And it's your boy, Bright, man. Yeah. Jumping right into it. What the WTF with Mitchell Trubisky.
Episode 16.
What the hell? What is this? What is this? Because
who is Mitchell Trubisky?
Exactly. That's what I want to ask. Who the hell is he?
I just want to know, is this the guy that you said?
Me and everybody else.
Would be a top 10 player, let alone quarterback in the NFL this year.
Me and everybody else that was drinking the Kool-Aid. And this MF.
Yeah, I was drinking something
was in that Kool-Aid on Thursday night and put up probably one of the worst performances I ever seen a quarterback play outside of Nathan Peterman's 5 interceptions in a quarter.
And Ty Detmer when he played for the Lions versus the Browns.
This was by far one of the worst freaking performances. And what the
pathetic.
What the hell was Matt Nagy doing? Like, you know, those even in, we had opportunities to score, at least a field goal at that.
Yeah.
You allow 2 delay a game penalties back to back. Are you not watching the clock? We're not in preseason anymore, Matt. What the hell are you doing, man?
The Boo Birds came out.
They should have came out.
And truly,
that was a hell of a defensive performance. They held Aaron Rodgers to negative 14 yards after the first quarter.
Truly,
negative 14.
I truly believe that the rust from those guys not playing in the preseason really attributed to how pathetic they looked. I mean, this team is favored to be one of the top.
Whoa. Let's get that straight. How pathetic the offense looked, not the defense. The defense was in prime fashion, prime form.
They did look good. They got some sacks. They got to the quarterback.
They got some sacks. They had 6 sacks.
Yeah.
12 quarterback hits.
We're going to get on the Lions. We got 5 sacks yesterday.
12 quarterback hits.
Yeah. Y'all definitely got to the quarterback.
You ran the ball a total of 12 times.
And the Packers don't even have a good running back. Or he didn't look too good the first
game. It's not about that. Mm-hmm. The fact of the matter is, you should have blew them the hell out yesterday.
Now,
you should have blew them out completely. You should have blew them out. Yeah. There should have been no 10-3 loss. Right. You should have ran the score up on them.
Now I want you to go ahead and tell
wholeheartedly.
I want you to go ahead and tell everybody what you told me on the phone about Jay Cutler and all of this crap.
And in all honesty, if I am the Bears general manager right now with this defense that's built to go right now. And Jay Cutler never had this type of weaponry around him. He had Alshon Jeffrey. He had Brandon Marshall. He had Martellus Bennett.
Right.
He had Matt Forte, whatever.
Yep, Forte.
Whatnot.
Okay, yep. You know, I love Matt Forte.
Yeah. But again, you know what I'm saying? Those guys were, you know, they're not as young as what the Bears have right now.
Right.
If I'm the general manager, I would at least go to Jay Cutler and see what would he want to do as far as coming back and being a backup.
Girl, what?
Do you hear this foolishness,
No,
everyone?
It's not foolishness because the quarterback that we have right now doesn't have 1/10 of Cutler's talent. And we know that.
Now,
he can't read defense.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is
you get your time to speak.
No, I just wanted to say that you were talking
this.
About Chase Daniel.
Chase Daniel is nice and all, but he's not going to push Mitchell to start.
Okay.
Mitchell needs a fire lit up under his ass. This is your third year, and you still can't get past your second. You can't get past your first progression in your reads.
But why Jay Cutler? Why don't you just trade for an actual quarterback?
Jay Cutler is better than all quarterbacks
that's
available on the market, unless you're going to sign cap.
So let's look at some of the quarterbacks who's played in the Nagy system.
They're all on teams.
Right. Trade for them.
No one's okay, listen. No, Alex Smith, he's not available. He's still trying to make sure he has a damn leg. That's the only other quarterback, bro.
Yeah. Josh Dobbs just got traded for.
Josh Dobbs is a scrub, okay?
Is he?
Yes, true. Scrub.
A lot of teams showed interest during the training camp.
All right. No eyebrows, please. Nobody wants him, bro.
He looking like Charlie Villanueva, little brother.
Exactly. No eyebrows, I'm good.
Don't do him like
smart
that.
As hell as a rocket scientist. Smart as all hell, but can't read an NFL defense.
Hey, that's another animal there. But no, I feel you,
he
man.
He was third string in Pittsburgh, man. So, mm-hmm. I mean...
Yeah,
He went to Jacksonville as a backup to the backup.
But I just want to encourage you, and I don't know why I'm doing this.
Listen,
but don't.
I'm not. Listen.
Don't
what
fall
I'm
for
saying
that.
Is this. This is what I'm saying. Okay, the Bears will rip off the next 4 and go 4-1.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong.
So you don't need
what
encouragement. I got you.
I don't need no encouragement. What I'm saying is our quarterback is pure, unadulterated ass. Okay? Ass.
Everything that comes out of your ass face is ass.
He looked terrible.
He is flat out.
But I was trying to tell you this.
Okay, but again,
he's not ready.
No, he's not. And I don't think he ever will be. This is year three. Okay? We had high expectations and high hopes for him. I don't know why.
The Bears traded up for this guy.
And passed over Patrick Mahomes, passed over Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
What? WTF, man.
Yeah.
You know, this falls on Matt Nagy. You better. Not Matt Nagy. I'm sorry. This falls on Ryan Pace. Ryan Pace, you better get this right. Because we have a Super Bowl ready team right now.
But not only did they go and trade up for Trubisky, just to show you how smart this guy is, this guy signed, what's the long neck
gooseneck
ostrich dude?
Yeah, he signed for the Raiders. Mike Glennon. Gooseneck.
Mike Glennon. He went and signed him. And then what? Did he release him?
Yeah, they released him after a year later.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing, man. I mean, he don't have an eye for quarterbacks, I tell you that.
Well, I tell you what. Well, I take it. My GM doesn't have an eye for quarterbacks.
So the Bears lose 10-3. That should never happen, bro.
At all.
Y'all defense would have.
The defense was playing with their hair on fire all night.
And y'all got some defensive linemen I don't even know about.
Oh, man. We got some real animals up here. Some real
Leonard Floyd is a beast. Khalil's a beast.
Akeem Nicks is a beast.
Yeah.
But Roy Robinson Harris, he's a monster.
Okay.
Robinson Harris.
Who led y'all in sacks last year?
I think it was, if I'm not mistaken.
One of them young boys?
No, it was Khalil Mack.
Khalil?
Mm-hmm. 12 sacks.
Man, that's.
And then another thing that pissed me off all night, NFL referees. I mean, are you freaking blind out there? Because you was allowing the Green Bay offensive tackles to literally tackle Khalil Mack on every damn play. Every play he's getting held.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not throwing flags. It's clear as day. This man is throwing his arms out there like they are holding me.
Right.
Do you not see this? It's a folks, I put it up on Twitter on the Big and Bright Show on Twitter and at the real DNES 15 at Twitter. At Twitter, where Khalil Mack is coming around that corner and the Green Bay offensive tackle has him in a freaking chokehold around his neck, and this is not being called.
Yeah.
What the hell are y'all looking at? You have a referee that's supposed to watch the offensive line. Mm-hmm. You have a referee that's supposed to watch the offensive backfield. You have a referee that's supposed to watch the defensive backfield. Right. You have a referee that's supposed to watch the mid-level section of the field with your two refs on the sidelines.
How much of that would have mattered if you guys would have put up 24 points, though? If you beat the Packers 24-13 or something, would you even really care?
About what? The holding?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Therefore, it stops you from doing it when we play again.
Mm-hmm.
We play these teams twice a year. It stops every other team from doing it, too.
Plus, it changes the morale of the game when you know you could have got a penalty that could have extended the
drive. We should have had at least 15 sacks Thursday night. 15 sacks.
Yeah, y'all looked unstoppable, man.
Thursday night.
Especially early on. Aaron Rodgers was, like, falling into sacks.
Negative 12 yards. Was it negative 12 or negative 14 yards in the first quarter? It just goes to show that they couldn't do nothing with this defense.
Yeah.
All we had to do was just run the football, we would have probably won that game 17-3, 7-20. We probably would have won that game 17-3, 20 to whatever.
Right.
Run the damn ball.
Yeah, it's a shame when you start the season off with 3 points, man. I mean, you know, and we seen the Steelers do that last night. I don't know what was going on with them.
Woo! That was a pure unadulterated ass whooping is what they call it.
They got baptized, man. But let's get into my Lions real quick, man. Or as you like to call them, the kiddies.
Man.
My Detroit Lions went out there, man. And for those of you who did not see it or hear about it, the Lions were up 24-6.
In the fourth quarter.
Yes. No, they kicked the field goal to make it 24-9.
It was 24-6 in the fourth quarter. By the end of the third. It was 24-6 in the fourth quarter.
Okay, well, we had an 18-point lead. Bottom line, we had an 18-point lead. And needless to say, the game ended in a 27-all tie. When I tell you, I was livid.
You should have been.
I was livid.
You should have been. And because Kyler Murray looked like trash the entire game.
So I just moved a few cities over. And Bright was calling me towards the end of the game. Now, the problem with that is my Comcast service that we had to have, we have to have a service tech come out tomorrow to set up the service. But I got the app on my phone, so I was able to watch the game on my phone. He kept calling me.
Yeah, because you called and me I'm watching a whole it on my
phone,
Thursday night.
So I hung the phone up. I'm like, dude, I'm trying to watch this game. I'm watching it on my phone. I call you after the game. And I'm sitting there, and also I'm painting a wall as well at our new place. And I'm just sitting there watching the game on my phone, and I'm just like, dude, we better freaking win this game or else. And, you know, we're up 24-6, and then right when we had a chance to, you know, ice the game, because it was 24-6, they kicked the field goal, it's 24-9, and then they scored a touchdown. When it was 24-16, at that point, okay, the Cardinals have all momentum. They're at home. You got to either score again or stop this team from scoring. We get the ball. It's third and short. We throw a little five-yard dump pass to J.D. McKissic, our new running back who can catch the ball at the backfield. Caught the ball, ran it for a first down, but they were blowing the play dead. Come to find out, our offensive coordinator, Daryl Bevel, was signaling for a timeout. Matt Patricia okayed it. Because the head coach has to actually call the timeout himself, and that was the play that really changed everything for us. Because on that third down, after the call timeout, he threw a pass. It was over somebody's head. Stafford was pissed. He was pissed off. He was so mad. He ran over to the sideline, letting everybody have it. But
That's like the pot calling the kettle black, because he really effed up when he damn near threw a game.
But ending. that was later.
But he damn near threw a game ending pick at the end of the game, and nobody ran over there to him and got in his face about damn near costing you a
game. Stafford was darn near perfect though yesterday.
Really? Was he really
going into overtime?
Was he really?
He finished the game. He finished the game having, I think he was like 20, I think he was like 30 out of 45. He had 385 yards and three touchdowns.
And
no
the majority of that came in what bulk of the game? Because it wasn't
earlier.
Exactly. Because it wasn't when it counted.
Yeah. It was unfortunate that, you know, Murray and Kyler Murray, for all intents and purposes, he looked atrocious. He did not look ready to play. I know
and
he's a rookie.
Lo and behold, the football gods just smiled down on him in the fourth quarter and said, "Hello, my son.
Man,
you're playing the Lions."
And
then he just became a football god.
In the fourth quarter in overtime, he went 20 for 28.
Look at that.
How do you even throw 28 passes in two quarters?
Just like he did.
And it's only 10 minutes in overtime now, which I hate those rules.
I hate the rules,
too. You should never end the game in a tie. You can't go out there, prepare for a team a whole freaking week, get out there and walk off the field feeling satisfied and the score is tied. That's no way.
Hey.
No way. They should just say first team score is over. If the Cardinals kick a field goal, I'd rather have an L because we didn't deserve to win anyway. But there were a few bright spots. And I'll say this because
what was bright about it?
There were some bright spots. Number one, Matthew Stafford looked pretty good. After coming off of a season where they said he had broken bones in his back, he looked pretty comfortable. They kept him upright for the most part. Taylor Decker looked like he looked like a human garbage can. A 6'8", 345-pound human garbage can.
So much garbage.
He looked horrible against Chandler Jones on the outside and Terrell Suggs, T-Sizzle. He looked like garbage. And next week we got to play Joey Bosa. How about that?
You're going to lose, so I'm just being honest.
I don't think so, but...
Remember I told you that you... Remember I still stand by. I said you weren't going to win none of your first four.
You did.
Yesterday was a tie, so...
What did you think about the Lions yesterday? Overall, though. Like, because earlier we looked good. 24-6. What were your thoughts at that point before the whole debacle?
Were you
thinking like, okay, this is just the Cardinals?
Yeah, as I told you yesterday, the Cardinals are probably one of the worst teams in the NFL. And the fact that you solidified that you're probably one of the worst teams in the NFL, too, this season.
I don't think so. I don't think you can solidify anything
well,
in week one.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is that they're not a good football team. They're not a good team.
So this is what I think. Balance-wise, we got two tight ends. TJ Hockenson looked good. From what I understand, he broke a record most receiving tight end yards in NFL history in the Super Bowl era. He had five catches, 131 yards. He had a touchdown.
And a debut.
Yeah. in a debut.
Don't say ever.
Well, ever in a debut for a rookie tight end.
For a rookie tight end, yeah.
In the modern Super Bowl history.
Don't say, like, most receptions.
My bad. I don't want to make it sound like he's, like the greatest tight end of all time or nothing like that. I'm just saying his first game ever, he looked pretty comfortable. He can block his tail off.
Well, he went to Iowa. What the hell you expect?
Yeah. Noah Fant, all
those guys. What the hell they doing? What the hell else are they doing in Iowa?
Eating corn and blocking.
That's it. That's
right. All right, guys, let's go around the barnyard. Let's block.
That's it.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah, but it looked pretty good. Danny Amendola looked good. He scored a touchdown.
I understand.
Galladay.
I understand that. You're, you know.
Oh, Justin Coleman looked pretty good. Our slot
corner.
You're
looking
corner.
At it. Glass half full.
Half full.
You know, you're looking at it.
Our
glass O-line
looks suspect.
But to be totally honest, you're not going to win next week. You're not going to win the week after that. You're not going to win the week after that. Your team is bad.
Only time will tell.
They're bad. All right, they're bad. They can't protect the lead. They're out of shape. They're gassed. That's just what it is. You know, your quarterback, he doesn't get better as
we scored 27. You guys scored 3.
Listen to what I'm saying.
So who really looks bad?
That's quarterback play. All we got to do is hand the ball off.
So is Stafford still not better than Trubisky? Are you still standing by that?
No, he's better.
Thank you.
He's definitely better.
Who did you say you'd rather trade for?
Yeah, I'd rather trade for Matthew Stafford right now if I'm the Bears and swap out with Mitchell Trubisky. However,
we're not dumb enough to do that.
Well, I mean, you're dumb enough to sink the ship with him too. So, yes, you are dumb enough to do anything right now at this point.
At this point, we lost the game, and it was zero Matthew Stafford's fault. And I think everybody can say that. It was zero his fault, bro. He didn't do anything to cost us the game.
Okay.
But you can't say almost.
Listen.
Because just like we almost won, that don't matter.
Listen. He threw a damn interception, and dude just didn't catch it.
He threw the ball to the guy, and he didn't catch it. So what were we talking about?
You would have lost.
Oh, by the way, I want to get on your guy that you
– You would have lost.
You despised Adrian Amos. He actually ended the game for you guys. So I was really – I laughed at that. That the very guy that you talked about so –
Well, I mean, again, these are people that practice against him for years.
No doubt.
So they know, you know, they know he's not ready. And we got the Broncos next week. So we'll see how that offensive game plan.
You guys should handle those guys pretty well.
We will see, because nothing's a given in the NFL.
What the heck happened to the Browns?
Your Browns.
Oh, they're going to be my Browns all year? Okay, I'll take that.
Wasn't you vouching for them all offseason?
Well, first of all, my team is the Lions, for those of you who don't
know.
Was
you or was you not vouching for them all?
Yeah, I mean, and they're favorite to go to the Super Bowl against your Bears, but according to both of those performances, if we had to base it on that.
Well, hell, we know the Browns won't be there. That was an ass whooping, man. 43-13.
They got put upside down.
Jesus Christ. Damn,
they got, 43-13 at home.
God,
to the Titans.
You know what? It was so funny, though, because it's just like it was poetic justice, because Baker Mayfield deserved it.
That was humbling. Yeah, that was a humbling experience.
He deserved it. Like,
I got to agree with you on that.
After running his mouth all off season,
yeah.
He deserved that ass whooping. Like, yeah.
And I didn't even see the game, man. I didn't see it. I didn't get to see it.
That's like, you know, Marco Cuda in too deep. Love it. Love it. Think about it.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Think about it.
Ohio in the building right there.
Oh, man. Bruh.
Yeah. Yeah, they got.
Love it.
They got destroyed, man.
Love it.
I think that might have been the biggest blowout. Well, I mean, that was a 30-point loss. I think the Patriots.
I think we're going to use that little piece for the remainder of this season. Love it. Man.
Yeah, they definitely the Browns need a box of bootios, man. So I can't wait to see who you're giving that box to this
man.
Week.
Whew.
Yeah.
That segment is going to be all the way live.
Welcome to the first Sunday of pro football in 2019.
Thank God. But it was a lot of shockers, a lot of upsets, a lot of but one of the head scratchers was that damn Redskins and Eagles game, man, where Jay Gruden sat there and deactivated Adrian Peterson before the game started.
Are you serious?
Like, why? Why is he not playing? You deactivate him before the game start, and then I don't know if he's all on the Darius Geis train, but Darius Geis only had 13 yards rushing the whole entire game.
Yeah, he actually He actually suffered an injury as well. So we'll talk about that a little later.
He can't stay healthy. Do not deactivate AP for nobody, period. If you would have had, you were up 20-3.
Yeah, I'm really shocked.
You were up 20-3 and you deactivated AP. That's when you run the damn football and you win the game.
You play to win the game.
You play to win the game.
Yeah, he blew that one. I don't know. Redskins was whooping the Eagles' ass all Sunday. Then, you know, DeSean Jackson gets reinvigorated. And I mean, Jesus Christ, man. It was DeSean like a track meet. Hell yeah. What do you mean he played? Are you
serious? Because remember, last episode we reported he
had a broken finger.
He broke his ring finger.
Yeah, and he played and had damn near 200 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns.
Okay, that's amazing. Yeah. Dope. Let's get into these scores, man.
Jesus.
Man, let's get into these scores, man. A lot of well, first we'll start out with the Saints and Texans. Right now it's 24 Saints, 21 Texans.
And you know what's crazy is that the Texans were just up 21-3.
Yeah.
And they just blew the lead that damn quick. This is why I tell you Houston will never go anywhere.
I love the Saints, man. The Saints are secretly my second team.
Shut up.
I love them guys.
First
man.
It was the Browns, not the Saints.
No. See, you always doing this, man. You do this to me every time.
Folks, go back to episode 12.
Go back to
episode 12. He was claiming the Browns and the Saints.
You guys tell me what I said, okay?
Okay. Well,
let's go. Packers 10, Bears 3, Thursday night, Lions and Cardinals 27 all. Titans and Browns once again, 43-13. This one really got me. Ravens at Dolphins, 59-10. I heard that 3 players after the game
want to be
called
traded.
Their agents
and requesting a trade.
That's crazy, man. I don't know. The Dolphins are definitely going down in the dumps. Vikings 28-12. They destroyed the Falcons. It was 28-3 for
and
the
they just gave Julio a 3-year, $66 million deal. And in return, Julio gives you 3 catches for 32 yards.
Yeah.
Remember, folks, I told you he was washed a long time ago.
I still think he's a top 5 receiver, but
yeah.
It remains to be seen.
Top 5 to be out the damn league.
Yeah, Julio talking about he's still going to get 2,000 yards this year.
What crack is it? Okay, and now he needs to be drug tested.
Yeah, we need to find out which one of them dealers in Georgia.
We need to find. Well, he needs to be tested for real. Yeah. Like, Predator, what the hell are you? What are you talking about?
Bills 17, Jets 16. We both were wrong on that pick.
I thought the Jets were going to actually do something, but hey, they got beat.
I mean, you know, it's just game. It's one. Game. You guys lost at home. Dang. The Steelers lost at home. Good teams lost at home.
But the Steelers aren't a good team.
I told you they was going 8-8 though. I told you.
They have
one.
Some things they have to work out. But trying to feature Dontrell Moncrief as your number 2 is beyond crackish to me.
As you said before, Eagles 32, Redskins 27. Rams escaped the Panthers 30-27 on the road.
They didn't escape. They beat the hell out of the Panthers. The Panthers made a late surge to try to come back, but it was long. The game was over.
It was over. It was out of reach.
It was out of reach.
Chiefs at Jags.
Patrick Mahomes is insane.
He is, man. 40-26.
That game was over with in the second quarter.
Yeah. Chargers escaped the Colts. My Colts. We'll say my Colts with an underline just because, you know, I said that they won't go under just because of Andrew Luck's retirement. As you called me, Bright, on the phone yesterday and told me that Jacoby Brissett looked pretty good yesterday. So that was encouraging to hear. He got his extension, and he's going to lead those guys.
What was his numbers?
Let's go to them real quick.
I mean, Jacoby Brissett put up a good performance.
Jacoby Brissett was 21 of 27, 190 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Solid, but not eye-popping.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a pretty decent game.
190, though? What the hell was he doing? Dinking and dunking?
I know. That's exactly what I think about. That's
21
like,
attempts?
Yeah, 21 out of 27.
The hell?
So he had a good rating, quarterback rating. Marlon Mack, 25 carries, 174
okay,
yards.
We just
in the
wanted, TD. Bro, we don't care. We just wanted to know Jacoby Brissett's numbers. Let's go back to the scores.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about Phillip Rivers coming to Detroit next week, man.
Well, you better be. I'm going to tell you, he's going to light you up.
Okay, yep. So Bengals, Seahawks. Seahawks escaped the Bengals by 1, 21-20.
You sure?
Yeah.
Doom, doom, doom.
See it?
You said the Bengals escaped the Seahawks?
Sorry, Seahawks. Didn't I say Seahawks escaped the Bengals?
I don't know, man.
I'm pretty sure I said Seahawks escaped the Bengals. Cowboys destroyed the Giants. It was like 35-10 for the longest. They ended up winning 35-17.
Saquon turned on the Jets in that game.
49ers looked immaculate against the Buccaneers.
It wasn't the offense. It was the defense.
Yeah, Richard Sherman got a nice pick
six. What the? Jameis, like, yeah. Yo, come on, crab legs.
Jameis went 20 for 36, 194 yards, one touchdown, three picks.
Come on, crab legs.
Jimmy Garoppolo didn't look too good either. He was 18 out of 27, 166.
They're going to start asking for some of that money back.
Who, Jimmy G?
Yeah. Eh.
Greg Kittle looked good. He had eight catches, but he only had 54 yards.
Again, your quarterback that you paid all this money to is only getting 166 yards.
Yeah, that's not too good of a look. The Steelers looked atrocious for the last score, 33-3.
That was an ass whooping.
Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger looked awful. He had a lot of yards, but he went 27 of 47, 276 and a pick.
That was an ass whooping.
While Brady, the 42-year-old Goldman, was 24.
Goldman?
Well, yeah.
Golden boy?
Golden boy, there you go.
There you go.
24 for 36, 341 yards, three touchdowns, no picks.
And they couldn't run, though. And this is without AB, folks.
Rex Burkhead led them in rushing.
This was with Josh Gordon. This was with Josh Gordon and oh, God.
Their leading receiver was Philip Dorsett.
Again,
they spread the ball around pretty well.
I mean, and that's what I'm saying. They have Philip Dorsett, a speedster. They have Julian Edelman in the middle in the slot. Yep. Then they still had your boy, you know what I'm saying, on the outside.
Gordon?
Yeah, Josh Gordon.
How did he fare?
Oh, he scored a first touchdown.
That's what's up.
I think that was a 30-yarder.
Yeah.
Broke Phillip a tackle and ran
Philip
in the
Dorsett had two touchdowns.
Yeah, I told you.
Four catches, 95 yards, two TDs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
Now, this is without Antonio Brown. Now, add Antonio Brown into that mix.
Yeah.
And this is the 2009 Patriots.
Yeah, Edelman had
2007. I'm sorry.
Gordon only had three catches, but he had 73 yards. He averaged 24 yards a catch.
And a touchdown.
His longest was 44 yards.
And a touchdown.
Yep, and a touchdown.
They got a lot of weapons, man.
Yeah, they do, man. I'm looking at it.
A lot of weapons.
Rex Burkhead, James White. Gordon, Edelman, Dorsett, Brandon Bolden, Michael, Sonny Michelle. Wow, man.
Sonny,
whatever. Don't matter. Michelle, Michael. Alrighty.
So, moving on, folks. Antonio Brown, idiot or genius?
Woo!
He was cut, then signed within minutes by Pats. Deal is for 1 year, $15 million.
Man.
With $9 million fully guaranteed, that he got a part of a signing bonus, plus a $20 million option that's guaranteed if it's picked up by the Chiefs.
I'm sorry, by the
Patriots.
Yep.
The following year, which I highly doubt, he's only going to be a one-year rental. However, though.
Man, idiot or genius?
I would say genius on behalf of, I think Bill Belichick, I think this was all done by Bill Belichick, and this is why I say this.
Mastermind.
Because he masterminded this whole operation.
It's a conspiracy, man.
And I believe that they were talking and say, okay, well, just go ahead and get traded to whoever, which was a la the Raiders. Go ahead, get traded to whoever.
After the Bills thing didn't go through.
They're going to go ahead. Because, see, what the Steelers tried to do was send him to exile.
Yep.
And wanted him, okay, Big Mouth, we'll send you to where you don't want to be.
The Bills.
Okay, well, we'll send you to the Bills. Well, I'm not going to the Bills. Okay, well, we'll send you to the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, I'll go to Oakland. Whatever.
He acted like he was so excited.
Yeah, of course, that was all part of the game. And then he gets the Raiders give him this deal, and then he starts coming up with all these excuses for why he can't be there, why he can't do this, why he can't do that.
Thousands of players in the NFL, he's the only one with a helmet issue.
First it was the feet, then it was the helmet issue, then it was the, oh, I can't come to practice because I got this going on, I got that going on, I got this going on. Then, aside from all of that.
And they stuck by him the whole way.
Well, it was Gruden that stuck by him the whole way.
Right. Mayock didn't like it, but he still was like, you know.
Well, John Gruden is the general manager of that team.
Okay.
Mayock is just in the title
right.
of general manager. But they give John Gruden full.
Love it.
Full hands on. He does whatever he wants
with
that roster.
10-year contract, I would think so.
Yeah, he does whatever he wants with that roster. So, you know, and then, of course, you get into it with your general manager, which is Mike Mayock. You know, you threaten to punch him in the face. You threaten to punch him in the face, and then you call him a cracker.
Yeah, that was...
Which, okay.
You now, can't do that, man.
You definitely can't do that, because if it was the other way around and they got into it and...
He called him an N-word.
He called him the N-word. Right. I don't think Mike Mayock would have a job today. He wouldn't.
Nope.
He wouldn't have a job. He'd be out of a job. So why is it okay for, you know, Antonio Brown to call him a cracker?
I mean, it's not.
It is what it is, but...
That
know.
Was... I mean, and by all indications, it literally looks like he did everything he could sabotaged. To get out of town.
He sabotaged his way to get out of there.
But that's crazy, though, because you got to remember, even though you signed with the Patriots, right, the Patriots are historically known for bringing in really good wide receivers, Reggie Wayne's, Brandon Cooks, Randy Moss, all these guys. And they've even cut some of these guys, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the Patriots really have to be committed to this guy for them to bring him in here, because they have a way about them.
It's not like
you can't miss practice. You can't be late for meetings.
He's not getting groundbreaking money. Okay, let's just be
$15 million dollars for 1 year.
It's not groundbreaking money. Okay, again, this
Julio
is,
got the highest contract ever with $22 million.
Again, like I just said, this isn't groundbreaking money. Okay. That's $9 million. You keep saying 15, yeah, in escalators. But off the books originally.
Yeah, because all of those are like bonuses and
this
stuff.
This is $9 million. What is $9 million to a team that wins the Super Bowl every damn year?
And plus
with
they...
a billionaire of an owner. Yeah. A multi-billionaire of an owner. What is $9 million? It's like a dollar to him. I think he cares. No. Then this is Bill Belichick's doing, so you know.
I'm just wondering how he's going to fare with the whole.
He's going to keep his mouth shut.
Patriot way.
He's going to keep his mouth shut. He's not going to do anything stupid, because he knows that if he F's up here,
and
like
wrap.
I told you before, and the funny thing
you
is,
already said,
I called it when he got real. I said the only team that'll pick him up would be the Patriots.
No doubt.
I said watch the Patriots. I called it. I said watch the Patriots pick him up, and then within 20 minutes of me telling you that, he got picked up. And then the funny thing about it is
he didn't even last on the block for too long.
And this is what makes me think that this whole thing was orchestrated by Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown's not this smart. He's not this smart. Okay. Again, this is
he had to be talking to somebody.
He was talking to Bill Belichick. I'm trying to tell you,
because I was like, this dude has lost his complete mind.
Look, this was orchestrated. This was orchestrated. No other way. No other way. This was orchestrated. But. You know, going from that point to what he is at now, and of course he wanted to win a championship and rub it back in the Steelers' face. All right, so be it.
I mean, man, the video. Man, did you see the video?
Yeah, I saw the video.
Where somebody was like, "Yeah, you got released." This dude ran out of sight, and then he came back on the phone talking about God is good and all this crap. Like, God was good before you ever left the Steelers. What are you talking about?
Look, okay, holy roller.
No, I'm just saying.
We don't
like,
need you getting all gospel on us. Keep that crap over there.
I'm just talking about I don't like
don't
the
start
heat.
Preaching.
I just don't like when people like do your antics and do your crap, and then you're gonna say God is good. You smiling, dude. You're an idiot, bro. You're an idiot, and that's what the world sees. They don't see. Oh, he wanted to get out of there, bro. You're a spoiled. You're acting like a spoiled child. You had a job to do. You were under contract. This team gave up draft picks for you.
Who cares? It's a business at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's a business, but.
And he was on the bright. He was on the.
I hate to sound all soft, but
he was on the better side of business.
This is the deal.
Look, owners do it all the time, bro. He was on the better side of business, and he played him. That's all right,
bro.
You got played.
This was a soap opera. He literally. This was a saga, bro.
Raiders got played. You gave up Khalil Mack. You gave up Amari Cooper. You got all these draft picks in return.
And they play tonight too, don't
nobody
they?
Nobody panned out.
The Raiders about to be trash now.
We don't know that. The Raiders could go
out
here.
Is their
receivers? The Raiders could go out here and beat the Broncos.
Wow.
They could. You don't know.
The Broncos are garbage.
Like, bro. Hey.
What?
We don't know.
Okay.
We don't know. So all right.
Idiot or genius? So he's saying he's a genius.
No, I didn't say his dumb ass was a genius.
situation was pretty genius overall.
I said whoever he consulted to do this move, which I think was Bill Belichick, that was genius.
It's not about politics. It's about football.
It definitely had to be orchestrated because nobody
in
their right mind.
He's too damn dumb to pull that off.
Because I was at the point where I was like, bro, who is this guy's friends? Who is your family? Somebody need to sit you down, man.
Look, I'm going to tell you like this.
He needs some counseling or he needs some healing
he
or
definitely,
something.
He definitely needs to go to the cabinet and eat the pills. For damn sure. He needs to take some type of medicine.
Yeah.
Some type of medication because he's not all the way there. He talks to him about himself in third person. Who the hell does that?
I can't stand that, man. That's I don't like that.
But anyway, like yeah. I said, I think it was a genius move by Bill Belichick. I think it was idiotic by Dumbass because this is what Dumbass does. He's a clown. He's a walking clown.
He's definitely a clown.
So, hey, it is what it is. But, you know, long before he became out being a clown, I think it was about 2-3 years ago, it was already noted in Pittsburgh that he was an asshole.
Everything that comes out of your ass face is ass.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's crazy because with the fans, he's great. Even with his kids, he's great, you know.
No, he's not.
From what you see.
He's not great with the fans, bro. He's not great with the fans. Ask the fans of Pittsburgh how great he is. He's an asshole. Pure, adulterated asshole. He's leaving. He had like special show up events and stuff like that. And he's leaving early, like 4 hours early and only staying for like 5 minutes when they paid for 5 hours of his time.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Who does that? He's stiffing out on these damn trainers and everything else. See, they got to sue him in court and all kind of crap because he don't want to pay. Feels he shouldn't have to pay for training and massages and everything else. Being sued for $1 million to $2 million. This is indicative of what type of individual he is.
Yeah.
He's a sucker.
Yeah, that's your character, man. You know, you're putting your character out there on the line when you, and that's what I'm talking about with all these different antics and stuff. Everybody, you know, it's easy to say, oh, that was a genius, isn't that? But we're going to remember you as your 30-year-old receiver acting like a spoiled little child. You didn't earn to be spoiled.
Bruh, you know what? I think a spoiled,
Because what if Oakland didn't get rid of him?
I think we do the little children a disservice when we say spoiled little child. What you're acting like, Antonio Brown, is a female dog, bruh. A straight female dog. That's what we gonna call it. And that's what it is. Straight like that, homie.
This bitch is empty. Yeet!
Hey, not my words.
What, you scared he gonna whoop your ass
man,
or something?
I ain't scared of nobody, all right, fam. Then. You know that.
Antonio Brown, use a straight female dog, bruh.
I'm just not finna
grow a set.
Go here calling him that. I'm just gonna say, you know.
Grow a set, homeboy. Hey. Flat out. Anyway, moving on. Let's get into our bootio segment, man.
Oh, I just thought about something, man. Your Bears, at one point of the game, it was a third down and 40. Who has a third down and 40? Yeah, you need to start with bootios on there.
Who goes 0-16? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
The Browns.
And the Lions. Very. Y'all made history going 0-16. You know that, right?
That was 11 years ago.
You did it. It don't matter when the hell it was. You did it.
Very unfortunate.
When you look up losers in the NFL, the Detroit Lions pitcher is synonymous with loser. But anyway, moving on to the bootio segment.
The booty.
Cue it, Marco.
The booty. Oh.
The very first box of bootios goes to Mitchell Trubisky of the Chicago Bears.
Yes.
Cue Mitchell. It again, Marco.
The booty. Oh.
That goes to you, Mitch. We got to make sure that you ensure that you will not be booty the second week going into the Denver Broncos game.
26 of 45.
Booty.
One interception, no touchdowns.
Booty.
Yeah, man. You look
booty. And then you know what I hate here? He gets up and he has like this little lost rodent look with those beady eyes. He looks like a rodent. He has like this lost look on his face.
Looked a little booty is there,
like,
Mitchell.
Come on, man. Like, you look a little booty, man. Come on. So we got to ensure that you don't be booty. So you deserve a box of bootios this week.
Get you a box, Mitch.
Get you a box, Mitch.
Get you a big bowl and a big spoon and
just eat it. Ah, just face all in it, man. Just have at it, bro. A big stankin' ass box of bootios. Please. Please. So we ensure that you are not booty.
Don't
now.
Booty.
Booty, be gone.
Another team. Another team moving on.
Yeah.
for another box of booty-os goes to the Detroit Lions.
He had to go straight to the Lions, didn't he?
Gotta go straight to the Lions, man. There is no way in hell you tie
You can't.
With a rookie quarterback and a scrub-ass team.
And a rookie head coach.
And a college head coach at that.
Yep.
A college head coach. I mean, dude is like, you know, less than 300 days away from calling college football, and he comes into the NFL. He comes into the NFL, and he just lights it up, and he sucks the whole entire for 3.5 quarters, and then lights it up.
I'm gonna tell you when the game changed, bro. The game changed when it was 24-6, and Kyler Murray threw a pass to Larry Fitzgerald.
It was that corner pass,
and he jumped up.
Yeah.
Now, bro, y'all getting destroyed. Nothing's going right. The coach looked and depleted. The sideline is just out of it. And he jumps up like, yeah, let's go. And from that moment on, that's when it turned around.
So, Detroit Lions. And then what did the killer part? This was the killer, right? Matthew Stafford. Mm-hmm. Where in the hell is your mind at towards the end of the game where you drop back?
He threw it towards the sideline, though.
It don't matter. It was damn near a pick six.
Yeah, it could have went south.
If he had a pair of thumbs, he would have grabbed that and walked in the end zone. Or not even walked in the end zone, grabbed it and stepped out of bounds and kicked the field goal. Game over. You lose.
Yeah, Stafford went 27-45, 385, 3 TDs, no picks.
All in the first half. He didn't do nothing in the second half. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Detroit Lions definitely deserves a big box of booty-os to ensure that you're not booty against the Chargers next week.
I'll give them 2 boxes. I'm not even going to lie to you.
That defense,
I'm okay with that.
That defense was gassed.
Kyler Murray didn't deserve a tie. This dude went 29 of 54.
Matthew Stafford's had similar numbers. Come on, man.
Of the 29 of 54, he went 20 of 28 in the fourth quarter in overtime for 228 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Well, he lit you up, man. So it is what it is. You whatever. We're not giving Kyler a box.
We definitely got to give the Steelers a box.
We're giving the Detroit Lions a box.
Okay? Yeah, we're giving the Lions 2 boxes.
So 2 boxes for the Lions. So just off your history of being booty your whole entire life.
How you going to tie with the Cardinals?
The worst, probably one of the worst teams in the NFL.
You should see my face right now. You freaking tied with the Cardinals, bro.
Hey, have you a...
Their top 2 cornerbacks were out. They don't have that much of a running game. All right, let's move on.
Booty, be gone.
Steelers got to get. Steelers got to get a box. 33
Pittsburgh
to 30.
Steelers, you get a heaping box.
33-3
of booty-os. Cue it, Marco.
The booty. Oh.
A huge box of the booty.
Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger needs his own box because he was atrocious.
Jesus Christ.
He was atrocious, man.
Just eat up. Just straight ass. Just eat it up. Eat it all up.
The Browns got to get a box, too.
The Browns definitely get a box.
30 at the crib, bro. 30?
Definitely get a box of booty-os.
Yeah.
Definitely get a box. Cue it, Marco.
The booty! Oh!
Goes to the Cleveland Browns.
What about the Dolphins losing 59-10 at the crib?
Absolutely. The Dolphins, you get a box.
You get
Cue
a
it,
box,
Marco.
Everybody.
The booty! Oh!
Everybody on the Dolphins gets a heaping box of booty-os.
I think
to ensure that you're not booty next week.
I got one more for you, man. Tell me if you think he deserves one. 20 out of 36, 194 yards, 1 touchdown, 3 picks.
Jameis Crablegs Winston. You need to eat a box of Cue It, Marco.
The booty. Oh.
You definitely need a damn box of booty-os, bruh.
Yeah.
To ensure that you are not booty going into week 2. And last but not least, who deserves a big steaming pile of Cue It, Marco?
The booty.
You having too much fun with this.
This box, ladies and gentlemen, is for you and only you, going out for those far and few in between. However, ladies and gentlemen, the box of booty-os for week 1 goes out to none other than Jay Gruden. You deserve a huge box of Cue It, Marco.
The booty!
Oh!
Suck.
I think Marco's fingers are tired.
Yeah. Just embrace it.
Sorry, Marco.
Just embrace it. Embrace it, Jay Gruden. Embrace it. Love it. Cute. Give me that. Give me that. Give me the LLN 2D. Love it. Love it.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Just embrace the box of bootios, the booty, all over your face, Jay Gruden, for deactivating Adrian Peterson. Man, what the hell? Are you trying to win or are you trying to lose?
Yeah, that wasn't a good look, man.
Your Redskins were up 20-3 on the Eagles, and you end up losing that game 32-27. You suck, man. Yeah. So enjoy a box. Cue it, Marco.
The booty!
Oh!
Thank you. The booty.
Oh, my goodness.
Everyone, enjoy a box of bootios, please, that we listed today. So to ensure that yourselves that you are not booty going into week two.
Yeah.
Booty, be gone.
Real quick, an update with Monday Night Football, the first of two games. The Saints are up on the Texans 24-21. Right at the 2-minute warning mark, and the Saints have the ball.
So game over.
It's over.
Ball game.
Yep.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the Steelers have traded Josh Dobbs to the Jaguars for a 2020 fifth rounder. Have been drawing interest from other teams all throughout training camp. I don't know how when he was a third stringer, but the Steelers finally pulled the trigger to send him for a fifth rounder to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
How is because one man's trash is another man's treasure. Look. So he could go from third stringer on one team to a second string quarterback on a team. Their quarterback goes down, and now he's your starter.
Hey, this was the kicker here, though, ladies and gentlemen.
It happens.
Odell Beckham Jr. OBJ. Took the field wearing a $350,000 Rashard Mill watch. Jesus Christ,
it wasn't even that sweet.
It was so funny, though, you know, but he violated a league prohibiting hard objects, and there is no rule against jewelry, so the league will likely have to address him and the Browns, but that's as far as it will go, according to Ian Rappaport. But the funny thing is, he had on this watch, but he had on this watch, but the Tennessee Titans showed his ass what time it was. Literally,
I'm pretty sure he was waiting on that moment to just point at his watch, like, yeah, you know what time it is.
Well,
like,
it was. They showed his ass what time it was with that 43-13
baptism
ass whooping. That was a curb stomp.
That was a thrashing.
That was a curb stomp.
That was a thrashing.
Jesus Christ.
I'm really wondering, and I hate to sound like I don't know what's going on, but I'm really wondering, like, what, how did they lose like that? I obviously didn't see the game because, like I said, my services didn't get set up yet. But how do you lose 30 points at home?
Baker Mayfield threw three picks, bro.
Okay, there you go. Well, that'll definitely, especially when the defense contributes from the Titans, and they have a heck of a defense as it is. So there's my answer.
Sacks, picks.
Yep.
Undisciplined.
Yeah. So next time, keep that watch at home, man. We should give him a box of bootios for even having that watch on.
The whole Cleveland Browns just got a box. So
that's true. Jesus. So he'll make sure he get a little bowl of that, then.
Yeah. Moving on to NFL news and notes, folks. According to Tom Pelissero, the Colts wide receiver Devin Funch has broke his collarbone. Yikes.
That's my dude, too.
Will be
man.
Placed on injured reserve. Yeah, that's my dude, too, little homie Devin. I've seen him a lot last year, you know, when he was with the Carolina Panthers.
The Colts going to need him, too, man. So that's unfortunate.
Yeah, man. Moving on, Tariq Hill to miss some time with a shoulder injury that they're reporting here out of the Kansas City Chiefs. I seen him go down yesterday. He was slammed down, you know, and he wasn't moving. I don't know if it's a shoulder or if it's cracked ribs. It's one or the other, man. But yeah,
he ain't a big guy at all. So
nah, he's a little frail. Look like that's what I call. He looked just like Chief Keef. Tyreek Hill, man.
Tyreek Hill, for real. Get better. Hope he comes back.
Tevin Coleman has an ankle sprain and will miss some time.
Yeah, Darius, high ankle sprain.
Darius Geis to miss some time with a non-ACL knee.
With his non-ACL knee? Yeah, it was his other knee.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Darius Geis, man.
I want to see him do well, man.
But you're often injured, okay? You just missed all last year, and now you hurt again?
And he missed some time at LSU, didn't he?
Man.
Missed a little time over there.
Bro.
Nick Foles.
Hey, when it rains, it pours, folks. Nick Foles to miss time.
What happened to Nick? He will require surgery.
He got his he broke his clavicle, man.
Oh.
Broke his collarbone.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He just got there.
Yeah.
That's why they traded for Dobbs.
Hey, man. Hey.
So, see what I say? One man's trash, another man's treasure.
Hey, the Giants wide receiver Sterling Shepard in concussion protocol. Surprise, surprise. Damn, Giants can't catch a damn break, man.
No, all their receivers is out of there.
That's crazy. Julio Jones was extended for a 3-year, $66 million
deal. Why you got to laugh, man?
Because he had three catches for 33 yards.
The booty.
My God, you suck. Cheeks, Predator.
No, man.
You been Cheeks, Predator.
No, the leave him alone, man.
Look
leave
here, Predator.
Alone. Leave him alone.
You suck Cheeks.
He gonna
You've
be
been
okay.
out here for the last 2.5 years putting your stank all over the field.
He going to be okay.
And then
Julio,
on top of
my
that,
guy, he gonna be all right.
Matt Ryan, Matt crying lion Ryan, out here stinking it up back there. Can we stop and can we get off the Atlanta Falcon train, folks? These dirty birds have been nothing but dirty
since the Super Bowl.
Since the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, man. I like the Falcons, man.
Talk about a meltdown, Jesus.
I like Arthur Blank, their owner, and everything. I remember how he stuck by Vic. And everything through that whole debacle.
Yeah, he stuck by him until he stuck by him so much he went and got another damn QB.
He had to, man.
Immediately.
He had to. Vic was going to prison anyway.
Jesus Christ.
By the way, real quick update. The Saints kicked the field goal. So it's 27-21, kicking the ball back to Houston with 50 seconds left.
Well, unless they got a bag of miracles in there in Houston, I don't think that's going to
probably won't happen.
Happen here. So that'd probably be our final score. Jets C.J. Mosley to have an MRI and defensive line Quinnen Williams in a walking boot.
That's not good.
Quinnen Williams, you played in the SEC. You played at Bama, right?
Yeah.
You went through all of the injury. You toughed it out, but you get to the NFL and now you soft as Charmin. Come on, man.
Do you know what happened to him?
Got rolled up on, but he got rolled up on at Alabama too.
Hey, you get rolled up on, bro. That ain't. You can be the toughest man around. You get rolled up on, especially depending on the angle. And what if it was a big offensive lineman that was bigger than him that rolled up on him?
Well, we'll see.
You can't call him Charmin already.
Hey, we'll see, man. We'll see.
Yep.
Word on the street.
Word on the street.
Man, wake the hell up, man. What are you doing?
Oh, sorry.
Jesus Christ. We're on the street, folks. Dan Lebatard reports that John Gruden approved the use of Antonio Brown and Gruden's phone conversation before it was released on social media.
This
so nobody
guy,
will fall out what happened.
This guy, Antonio Brown again. Yeah. Yeah, I don't really know how.
He's really dominating our headlines this week, isn't he?
Yeah, man. I don't know why John Gruden would approve it. Especially, I wouldn't be doing anything for Antonio Brown at this point.
He can suck it at this point.
I wouldn't be doing any favors for this guy.
What is so funny?
You told me to wake up. I'm sitting here looking.
Like word on the street? You like staring off in the damn space like Jesus Christ, man.
Look, I was looking at you because I didn't know if I had sniffed in the microphone again. I'm like, what'd I do? Like the way he was looking at me, I'm like, what'd I do? But
you awful, man.
Yeah.
Bet if it was a bucket of chicken, you'd go, oh, word on the street. Good Lord.
My bad, man. I should have had you back there, but
way back.
I don't understand this guy, man. And I don't understand why Gruden gave him permission to use the video. Nothing good can come of Antonio Brown and social media. Nothing good can come of it. So, yeah.
He's a retard.
Yeah. Do we even need to do Idiot of the Day?
We know who it is, folks. Guess who Idiot of the Day is? If you said AB,
tell them what they won, Johnny.
You won a blonde mustache.
And I've got all my Hulkamaniacs.
And a pack of fries sticking out the back of your head.
Man, Jesus Christ.
Man.
This dude here,
that's
man.
Some raw feet.
No, raw. I don't know what the hell, man. Oh, my God, dog. Oh, what the hell to call
it? Oh, they just tied it up, 27-27.
No, they finna take the lead. They're about to take the lead.
Yeah, they're about to take the lead with 37. But, I mean, if anybody could trust the ball in his hands, I would definitely trust
Who just scored on that play?
Let me check it out.
Wow.
There was a shotgun, Deshaun Watson to Kenny Stills.
Yeah.
Kenny Stills for 37 yards, touchdown. 32 yards, nice. So he threw the pass for 32 yards, and he ran for 5. So,
yeah,
That's what's up, man. Shout out to Kenny Stills, one of those guys who talked about who was traded from the terrible Miami Dolphins. He's the 28 to 27, 37 seconds left. But if anybody can march those guys down the field for a field goal, I definitely trust Drew Brees.
Not in that much time, bro.
37 seconds?
He heaved a bomb. How the hell did they get the ball up there that far anyway?
They had a long return. Well, remember, it was, 50 seconds left? So in 13 seconds, they had a long return.
Jesus Christ, man. Yeah. What the hell is going on out there?
And so just real quick, some stats. Deshaun Watson, 20 out of 30, 268 yards, 3 TDs and a pick. Drew Brees looking pretty Drew Brees-ish. 29 out of 38 for 335, 2 touchdowns and a pick. Carlos Hyde looking pretty good for the Texans. You know, Lamar Miller went down. Hyde's looking good. 10 carries, 83 yards. And my guy, Alvin Kamara, 13 yard carries for 97 yards.
Everybody's your damn guy today.
Well, you know,
your team, your guy.
The Saints. All those guys.
Your team, your guy.
Hey, you like who you like.
My lover.
D-Hop. No, chill out, bro. D-Hop, 8 catches, 111 yards, 2 TDs. Yeah. My guy, Mike Thomas. Nah, that's my guy. 9 catches, 112 yards. No touchdowns, though.
Man, damn.
Pretty good game we're missing
DeAndre
out on.
DeAndre Hopkins, boy, is going to work.
Yeah, he's going to work. Yep. 8 catches, 111, 2 TDs. Anytime you get two TDs on the first game of the season, you're definitely setting the tone.
Damn.
I can see him getting about 16 touchdowns this year.
Well, let's see how this unfolds, man. Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Matter of fact, here, let's see if we can. Can we cue that up here in the studio? Let's cue this game up, man. I'm like, wow, man, what the heck is going on here? So
we're going
to cue this up live, folks. First ever. See, on the Big and Bright, we do what we want here. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, Adam.
All right, let's see here. Cueing it up for the kickoff, baby. Here we go.
Okay, Drew Brees just threw a pass to Ted Ginn.
Yep.
For 15 yards to the New Orleans 40. See, all you got to do is get past
here
the.
Here we go.
Oh, you got it there?
Man, I told you, we do what we want on the Big and Bright, man.
That's
we get
up.
It up, baby. We get it up and going.
While that's going on, real quick, let's do the this
now, don't nobody care, man. But I'll finish it up, though, folks. we so intrigued into this game right now. But anyhow.
No doubt.
Idiot of the day is Antonio Brown with that damn mustache of his. But moving on. In this day in history, ladies and gentlemen, in 1990, Jack Johnson fights Al Kaufman to a no decision in 10 for a boxing title.
Jack Johnson, that's your guy.
1909.
Yeah, 1909.
1909. Jack Johnson, roll him up and beat your ass style.
110 years ago today.
Bare knuckle brawling.
Also, the great Gordie Howe retires in 1971 today after 26 seasons.
With 25 with the Red Wings.
Man.
Didn't he spend one season with the St. Louis Blues after the Red Wings?
That sounds familiar. I want to say he played some hockey in Canada.
Okay.
Yeah. he played some hockey in Canada too.
But who was his one season with?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Look it up, Mr. Big.
Yeah, I can look it up. So what's going on over there? 6 seconds left.
Seconds left. They're lining up for a field goal.
Okay, wow. I told you. Let me see that there. I told you, that's all he had to do was get to midfield, man. Drew Brees, if anybody you can trust to do it, he can do it.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to see here, ladies and gentlemen, what is the end-all, be-all here, because they're showing the Saints corner, Lattimore, and he was the one that was roasted. He was the one that was torched.
Marshawn Lattimore?
Yeah, he was the one that was torched for the Kenny Stills put them burners on him real quick.
Man.
They lining up right now. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna go to the tunes of the Big and Bright here. Oh, no, they're not lining up for a field goal. They're going for a Hail Mary. 6 seconds left. They got one timeout, though, so they can probably get about 15 to 20 yard play here.
It's 6 seconds left,
six
right?
seconds left, but, yeah, it's second and 10 at the 50. What are you going to do, kick a 70-yarder?
Yeah, he need to go to the sidelines real quick on a little out route.
Yeah, well, let's see if he can get it done, you know.
By the way, Gordie Howe played for – I didn't notice. He came out of retirement in 97 and played
for
the
Vipers.
Vipers.
That's right, the Vipers. I remember that.
What was he, 68?
Yeah, I'd have hip-checked his old ass right into the boards.
Bro, he started his career in 1946.
Yeah.
What are you doing playing for the Vipers in 97?
Man, it was just for the Detroit Vipers for
that's nuts.
For media love, media hype and whatnot, but I'd have hip-checked his old ass.
So he played from 46 to 71, and then he played again from 1973 to 1980.
Yeah. 2 seconds left, ladies and gentlemen. 2 seconds left. Pass to Ted Ginn. Now the Saints are going to kick a field goal here. Let's see how this work out.
They're going to make that, man. You got to trust Breeze.
Yeah, we're going to see. I don't even think the Texans are going to try to like waste bothering time trying to ice them. But that's good clock management, Matt Nagy. Why don't you pay attention to that, bastard? Good clock management.
Yeah. Speaking of paying attention, Matt Patricia.
Jesus Christ, man. Like you missing cues on the show, man. You missing your words. Matt Patricia. Wrong with you? Sleepy?
He should have got a box of Bootios for calling that timeout. But man, the Lions got two boxes.
So all right, Will Lutz. He's going to be a hero. You go to the hero. This is a great way to end our segment, folks. And with that said, ladies and gentlemen, he boots it. He kicks it. And it is good.
It's good. It's good. Saints win.
30-28, ladies and gentlemen. And with that said, we try to make your day a little bit bigger. And a little bit brighter.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. And follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Continue to send us your emails to the Big and Bright Show.
Hold on. Deshaun Watson face looks like he has. Cue it, Marco.
The booty. Oh.
The booty.
Hope you guys saw the end of that game. We love you, man. Thanks for
tuning
in.
Hey, we love you. Go ahead, lead us out, Deuce.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next time.